100 years ago this month, Leonard Bernstein was born. He was a conductor, a composer, a pianist, and so much more.
I'm Aaron Stern. I'm a musician. I founded the Academy for the Love of Learning in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Leonard Bernstein. He and I conceived the Academy together. And when I think about who he was to me, I would say he was my good enough father. And that's a very big statement for me.
In what way was he a parent for you?
He believed in me. He recognized me as a musician. And he supported me totally. And he loved me. And I had such respect for his mind and his intelligence and his heart.
Over the past month, I've been lucky to have conversations with friends and colleagues and family members of Leonard Bernstein. Speaking with his daughter, Jamie Bernstein, was especially funny and touching. But this conversation with Aaron Stern surprised me. I was surprised by the candor, the warmth, and by a side of Bernstein I had never known. Let's back up a minute and start at the beginning, with the first time Aaron Stern and Leonard Bernstein met.
The first time I met Leonard Bernstein was in 1971 at the world premiere of his Mass in Washington. And I was on my honeymoon. And it was with my wife. I was probably 23 or something like that. Now I'm 69. So that was a long time ago. And my wife is the one who said, we have to go back and meet him. We found our way. And he was standing there with a cigarette and scotch, you know. Big surprise. And as we approached, he just kept looking at me, and he said to me as we got a little closer and closer and closer, do I know you? And I said, no. And he said, are you sure? And I said, yes. And he just looked at me. He said, well, I don't know who you are, but I know that I love you. Those were the very beginning words of this story.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah. Yeah.
How did that love manifest itself?
Oh, devotion is the word that comes to mind, a deep devotion.
We'll hear more from Aaron Stern and his memories of Leonard Bernstein, but let's hear the love theme from a soundtrack that Leonard Bernstein wrote in 1954 for the film On the Waterfront, music by Leonard Bernstein.
Thank you.
Leonard Bernstein wrote that love theme for the 1954 film On the Waterfront. And Bernstein also conducted that performance by the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra. Right before we heard that music, Aaron Stern told us about the first time he met Leonard Bernstein and about their 20-year relationship. Stern says at the end of his life, Bernstein was obsessed with this question: don't we never learn? Phrased just like that, how do we push out all the extra knowledge, the dates and numbers and trivia, and listen deeply to ourselves? How do we let go of data collection and find wisdom? Well, I put that question to Aaron Stern.
I think I can answer your question with a story, if that's okay. I think it was probably in 1986, roughly, that he was looking at Mahler's Ninth and he was looking at Tchaikovsky's Sixth, his Pathetique, as a way to explore the question of death. And so his MO was to leave a concert stage. He immediately would have a scotch and a cigarette before he would even walk back out on the stage for a curtain call. And so while he was voraciously reading and studying and showing me in all of the notes, you know, in Mahler's Ninth Symphony, you know, his, the way the heartbeat is embedded in the first movement of that piece, and bum, 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 you know, that whole thing. But as he was demonstrating all of these musical examples, I said to him, you know, instead of talking about how it lives in the music, Lenny, how about when you finish the performance of the Pathetique and you can hear his dying in the last movement of that piece, as at least as I experience it, as the everything just sort of disintegrates by the end. And in that disintegration, we're left on the other side. That's how I experience that piece. So I said to him, instead of having that scotch and cigarette when you walk off the stage, I challenge you to experience death a little bit. Feel what it feels like to be on the other side just a little bit longer. And just be with it. And then you'll know something more about death, I imagine. So he did it at Ravinia. When he finished that performance, the audience was absolutely in stunned silence. You can imagine how big that is and how many people were there. There was just not a sound. And there's Lenny with his head bowed, the baton in his hand, motionless. He walked off the stage in silence. The audience did nothing, but then eventually wild applause, of course. He waved away the scotch and the cigarettes. He came to me and just embraced me. And he wasn't weeping, but he was sopping wet, which he often was at the end of a performance. And we just looked at each other, and he turned around and walked back on the stage for curtain call after curtain call, and eventually came off and had scotch and cigarettes and a big party or whatever it was. That was the moment that I remember most in feeling like, this is what I came for. This is why we're together. This is why you've opened this connection with me. This is why I've opened this connection with you. It's so mysterious. It's about helping him to die.
Aaron Stern talking about his dear friend, Leonard Bernstein, and Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6. We'll hear more from Aaron Stern in a few minutes, but let's hear this final movement from the Symphony No. 6, the Pathetique Symphony by Tchaikovsky, Leonard Bernstein conducting the New York Philharmonic.
Thank you.
Leonard Bernstein conducting the New York Philharmonic in the final movement of the Symphony No. 6, the Pathetique Symphony by Tchaikovsky. Leonard Bernstein was born 100 years ago this month, and throughout the month of August, I've been speaking with friends and colleagues and family members of Leonard Bernstein. I had a remarkable conversation with Bernstein's friend, Aaron Stern. They met in 1971. Stern went backstage after a concert. Bernstein asked him repeatedly if they knew each other, and Aaron Stern said no. Well, Bernstein replied, "I don't know you, but I know that I love you." And that was the beginning of a 20-year friendship. The two men envisioned the Academy for the Love of Learning together, and Stern founded that as a nonprofit organization 20 years ago. Aaron Stern was also with Leonard Bernstein at the end of Bernstein's life in October of 1990.
The night before Lenny died, I was with him at dinner in his home at the Dakota. And you have to imagine that by then he was in a wheelchair, this contraption, as he called it. Julia, the housekeeper and the beloved family member, was always there. Julia greeted me at the door, looking even more grim than she had the day before. And she said, "Mr. Esten," she always began that way, "Mr. Bernstein is waiting for you." And then she just put her hand on my arm and she said, "You know, you are Mr. Bernstein's very best friend." And I looked at her, and of course, you know, he knew so many people. And I knew the truth of what our relationship was. So I felt the recognition from Julia, who never said things like that, had a great deal of meaning to me. It was deeply, I would say it was an echo back that I needed. So as we sat down at dinner that night, and I looked across at Lenny in his wheelchair, having grabbed a pack of cigarettes as I wheeled him from his bedroom into what was called the morning room, which is where the dinner was going to happen, Lenny sat across from me, put his cigarette out, choking. I plugged back in his oxygen machine. And then he just looked at me and he said, "Is there anything else I can do to help prepare you for my death?" And I just looked at him and all kinds of things went off in my mind. I was in a panic, actually, a mental panic. And I said, "I guess I just need to know that you know that I love you." And when I said that, he looked at me, he said, "Of course I know that. I feel that." And so in a way, when he said that, something completely relaxed in me and I felt like mission accomplished. And then many years later, as I reflected on that evening, but also the whole 20-year period, really, that that constituted, I realized that the bookends of this whole relationship were, "I don't know who you are, but I know that I love you, and I know that you love me. I feel it."
Thank you.
a section from a collection called 13 Anniversaries by Leonard Bernstein, each movement written for an important person in his life. And we heard the movement he wrote for Aaron Stern. My thanks to Aaron Stern for speaking with me today. Leonard Bernstein was born 100 years ago this month. We've been talking to his friends and family and musicians who worked with him. You can find that remarkable collection of conversations on the PT page, yourclassical.org/performance today. I'm Fred Child. This is Performance Today from APM, American Public Media.
Support for KUNM provided by The Independent, locally owned and operated since 1999, home of BizBuzz, a business support network featuring marketing and business news, now online at edgewood.news.
This is 89.9 KUNM and KUNM HD, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, broadcasting from the University of New Mexico. Also broadcasting on KRRT 90.9 Arroyo Seco Taos, KRRE 91.9 Las Vegas, KRAR 91.9 Española, and KBOM 88.7 Socorro. Local news, NPR headlines, and more online at KUNM.org.
Coming up next, Native America Calling, right here at KUNM.